Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on July 24th, 2015. Voted best local radio show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we're going to find out if we've won this year any day now. We're so excited. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. Beach Chamber, all one word, manhattanbeachchamber.com, or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone, usually because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com. Jackie won't be with us. Jackie Balestra won't be with us today. But we have an amazing co-host, Jerry Wilson, of Your Actualized Visions. Thank you for joining us today, Jerry.
Thank you for having me.
We love having you. You've been on the show many times. And we've interviewed you, and your company, Your Actualized Visions, is really something I think is unique in this space where small businesses need help. They need a lot of help, and they need someone they can turn to and just say, you know, you understand all of these technology things, and I don't have a big budget, but can you just sort of give me a wraparound service? And Jackie and I have often talked how we think what you're doing is a model that should be replicated all around the country.
Well, thank you. We love our little company, and we love helping small to medium-sized businesses, and we love doing it. It's about half the price that the big agencies are charging, so our clients love us, and we love them.
Half is good. Half is good. Now, of course, we have an amazing array of events going on in the next few weeks. The International Surf Festival, which we did a show yesterday on, which is an amazing event. Rob McGowan, the president, and then of course the Olympics, the Special Olympics, World Games are in town, and Manhattan Beach is a host town, and so there's many events there as well. But one special event that we talked about a little bit yesterday is really, really a jewel in the crown of the South Bay. And I want to alert people that this is going to be a great show about a unique event. Call your neighbors, tell your friends to tune in. Jerry, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are the Manhattan Beach Fire Chief, Robert Espinoza, and Archie Sherman, who is the sports supervisor for the Parks and Rec Department for the City of Manhattan Beach. Chief Espinoza has over 34 years of experience in the fire services, including 4 years in the U.S. Army as a firefighter. He began his municipal career in 82 with the El Segundo Fire Department from 84 to 2008. He was a member of the Long Beach Fire Department, where he held the ranks of fire captain, battalion chief, assistant fire chief. His assignment as an assistant chief included deputy fire marshal and operations chief. And then in December of 2008, he accepted an appointment to the fire chief with the City of Rialto. and then he has been the fire chief for Manhattan Beach since June of 2011. And that is where he plans to finish his career. Bob has been a member of the International Association of Fire Chiefs since 2008. He is a member of the California Fire Chiefs Association and is the liaison to the Southern California Fire Prevention Officers. He has been the president of the South Bay Fire Chiefs Association since 2013 and is the current president of the League of California Fire, the California Cities Fire Chiefs Department. And he's the president-elect of the South Bay Police and Fire Memorial Association. Bob and his wife, Lori, have three children, three stepchildren, and six grandchildren. Wow, he's got his own six man there. And then we also have Archie Sherman, who is the sports supervisor for the Parks and Recreation Division. He grew up in Manhattan Beach and participated in numerous Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec programs throughout his childhood. Archie attended high school at MiraCosta, where he was a member of the 1996 CIF Volleyball Championship team. And he graduated from Long Beach State with a degree in business economics. Archie has coordinated the city's adult sports league since 2005, and has been supervising the city sports and fitness classes since 2013. And this morning, we're going to discuss the Charlie, and I hope I'm saying this right, State League Volleyball Tournament, better known as the Six Man, that kicks off the International Surf Festival every year. The Six Man is the oldest tournament on the circuit and has gained some notoriety in the past for being the wildest beach party of the year. But some steps have been taken over the past years to curb the scene, and our guests are going to give us all the details of the new and improved tournament. Archie, Chief, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
All right, Chief, you're with us.
Yes.
Great, great, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm here.
And excellent, excellent. And just call that same number if you should get disconnected for any reason.
Okay.
So it's great having you both. I'm going to start with you, Chief, though, because that's been a hot topic of conversation. You know, we're going to talk about the history and the meaning of the Charlie Sakely six-man, not just to, you know, to the beach-going, loving public, but it's really an important event to volleyball. It's got a lot of history. But, Chief, if you could just talk a little bit about how it's been so popular and it's been such a big event that it drew so many people that it just became a crush of people and almost it was a hazard because it had such notoriety. Can you talk a little bit about what changes have been made to improve the traffic flow and all of those details?
Sure, no problem. Again, thanks for having me on this morning. This is my second visit talking about Manhattan Beach and the fire department, and I really appreciate the opportunity. So I've been fire chief of Manhattan Beach since 2008. In my first year, I started in June of 2011. And my first year was the last year that the volleyball tournament was held on a Saturday, Sunday. So I was probably at the tail end of the peak of attendance on the beach for the tournament. And it was quite an eye-opener. I was with Long Beach Fire Department for many years and experienced large events such as the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. And this really, in comparison, the density and numbers of people that were so fluid within the event really rivals that type of event. So we were staffing almost twice what our normal daily staffing levels would be for tournaments in anticipation of the numbers coming down, the activities they were aging in, people that were tourists and unaware of the event that was taking place. And So we were very much involved, obviously from the public safety end, but also on the coordination of the event. The event, Archie has much more history than I have, but the event that was probably about 60 people to the beat.
You're breaking up just a little, Chief. We missed the last sentence.
Okay. Am I better now?
Yes.
Okay. So since the early 2000s, this event has brought in the range of 60,000 or so visitors, and it became quite a difficult task to manage. We had to manage the city's activities around it, including not only supporting the event public safety-wise, but also having to provide for the rest of the city who are there just because they live there as residents or had other business for the city. So it became quite a duality in service. We started with managing the event by implementing a mobile command post that was jointly operated, unified command with police and fire, and we had radio communications with all of the agencies involved. We were able to coordinate efforts if there was an incident that occurred during the event. It went relatively smooth from that point of view. What really was the most dramatic change was the event that occurred after the tournament hours of Saturday and Sunday, when the games were done, but the games were just beginning downtown for a large, vibrant, and probably somewhat inebriated crowd. It took on a whole different kind of vibe in the neighborhoods, in businesses. You can well imagine that after a long day on the beach, in the warm sun, and then spilling over into further enjoyment of the downtown facilities, that late at night it got to be somewhat a different atmosphere. So, with unruly crowds or additional arrests or public intoxication or other types of misdemeanor behaviors. We started developing all the communication plans, the safety plans, the medical plans, traffic plans that would help us manage the event better. And when we shifted from a Saturday-Sunday, we went to the first year was a Tuesday-Wednesday or Wednesday, I think it was a Tuesday-Wednesday. Really reduced the crowd that was there to participate as viewers or spectators, and it really reduced the crowd that was coming down for the party environment. Now, I believe that some of our information in the past told us that social media played into some of the challenges that public safety had, both police and fire, and I think that's being better controlled now. The staff and promoters of the six-man tournament has been very cooperative with the city, attaining all the proper permits and abiding by all the requirements to hold such events.
Right. Now, we wouldn't be talking about this as a potentially a public safety issue or just such a success if it wasn't for the fact that 60,000, the International Surf Festival, which the Charlie Sakely six-man kind of kicks off, the International Surf Festival has many other events, including an amazing peer-to-peer swim, but that's not a huge draw for the crowds. It's that six-man, and it's 60,000 visitors. That's incredible. Archie, let me bring you into the conversation. Tell us a little bit about the history of this event, because it's the event and its success that's brought us to this point where it's a little bit different now.
It's definitely different now. It's gone through a big evolution of change here. I mean, this is the 54th year that we're actually doing the Surf Festival, including the six-man.
54 years.
The big 5-0.
Yeah.
And so it really started seeing the change. You could go back in around 2000 where, then the crowd started building up, and Chief's right, with the rise of social media in the later, 2008, 2009, that's where we really started seeing the numbers. The teams would always sell out. We would have people waiting in line in front of City Hall,
right,
trying to register their team overnight, camping out. So at first thing, 8 in the morning, that Friday morning, they could sign up. And we never had a problem filling up the teams, but what we saw the rise in, obviously, was the crowd, the spectators. And, it really got to its peak in 2010 through 2012, those years. And what you saw there was that spillover effect that Chief was talking about, where it wasn't just going on the beach. All of a sudden, it started spilling out into the communities, into the downtown.
Right.
Some of those people wouldn't even make it on the beach.
Right.
And so that's where, a lot of changes.
Now, most people are familiar with volleyball as an indoor sport. Perhaps their children or friends of their children play. And there's, is it 5 on a side in normal indoor volleyball?
6.
So it's normally 6, okay.
Yes.
So it's 6 on a side in normal volleyball. Then there's beach volleyball, and we're used to seeing 2 on a side in the
Correct.
Olympics, which is an Olympic event.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 on a side at the beach somehow became this unique event 54 years ago, and it's just bloomed and blossomed to be what the Charlie Sakely is. Tell us a little bit about the event itself and how it works.
You're right. It's basically, it's taking 6, just like indoor, 6-on-6, and it seems a little goofy at first. There's not much room. I don't know if you ever played 6-on-6, especially on the beach, but it could get a little crowded.
Hmm.
But we do play on the long court lines, which modern-day 2-on-2 volleyball, they use the short court lines, which makes it a little smaller. So
mm-hmm.
at least with the 6-on-6, you got a little more space to work with. But it's fun. It's you adapt. It's not the same as indoor, but you adapt to it, and you kind of grow a love and passion for it. And as far as the six-man goes, I think what turned it into, took it to that next level was in the early 80s, we started having teams. It started with one team dressing up, and that kind of grew on, and another team caught on in the dress-up. Next thing you know, a few years later, everyone's dressing up, and it kind of turned into what it was, And I don't know, it was something that was different than all the other tournaments, and it kind of caught on to not just local attention, but national and
right.
international attention as well.
International, without question. And just to be clear on the social media side, it's facebook.com/the6man. And I also want to be clear, it's not just men. There are female teams as well.
Correct. So back in the good old days when it was filling up, we'd have 80 men's open teams, 80 women's open teams, and then on top of that, we have the masters teams. For the women's, it's ages 35 and up, and for the men's, 40 and up, and then a 50 and up division.
Hmm.
And all in all, we would max out at around 220 teams total.
Wow.
But the large bulk of that was because of the 160 between the men's open and the women's open.
Right.
80 teams on each.
Right.
But we have definitely seen a change in that, where those numbers are not really close to that anymore, due to the weekday events and some of the measures we had to take to make it a safer event.
Right. Great. Now, Chief, are you satisfied now that we have the shape of the event and again remind me what days is the tournament on now? It's no longer Saturday and Sunday, right?
Is Chief there?
I'm sorry. Maybe I lost him. Chief, are you back now?
Am I back right
can,
now?
Can you hear? Yes, you are.
Okay.
What date is it on now?
So maybe Archie can help me if I misspeak, but it's no longer midweek. It's end of week. It's Thursday, Friday. So
correct.
Okay.
We'll have to take place
for us. I think that's been a big change for us. I think the sponsor and the promoter wanted to have something closer to the weekend to still keep it at the competitive level for the series of athletes to come down and participate, and also make it more towards the end of the week where maybe spectators who generally can maybe take a Friday off or have Friday off because of their schedule can come and watch some great playoff volleyball.
So Thursday and Friday, and that, along with the other adjustments made, really made the difference, right?
It made a difference in the amount of spillover we had from the volleyball activity. It made a big difference downtown with the satisfaction, I think, that many of the residents, I can't speak for all, but I think many of the residents were satisfied that a lot of the issues that were troublesome to them are no longer an issue. So I think in that respect, it's been very successful. And as far as for public safety, on the fire department side, is that we have been able to reduce our staffing to standby for emergencies with the help of our CERT team. I want to throw what's up out there for our CERT people. During the event itself, they staff a first aid station, and they handle many of the minor emergencies that typically the paramedics were responsible for. And so now they're doing splinting, maybe sprains and strains, and ice packs, and handling bandage of lacerations, and assessing minor burns and other maladies that some of the participants may pick up on. But their involvement and the reduction in the crowd size has been beneficial to the fire department to reduce our staffing size, which is beneficial to the city because it actually reduces the cost on the fire department side for the event itself.
Right. And people need to know many years ago when the Manhattan Beach CERT Association Community Emergency Response Team Association began, their goal was to train 1% of the population of Manhattan Beach to be prepared in disasters and to assist the fire department and other first responders in responding to a disaster, and they have far exceeded their goal. Of course, my co-host on Tuesday, George Butts, was a factor in making the Manhattan Beach CERT Association so successful. That's MBCERTA, CERTA.org. They just updated their website, MBCERTA.org, and I actually went through the training, and it's a fabulous organization.
Yes, and they just announced, for any citizen to be interested, they just announced that the next training is coming up in November. So if you could, if you're interested in becoming certified and a member of one of the finest organizations, just not community emergency response teams, but just community organizations that support the needs of our citizens and residents, you should check that out.
Yeah, it is a fabulous organization. Now, we're going to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking six-man volleyball. And really, I'm not sure. Archie, is this the oldest six-man tournament in the country?
I believe so. It's got to be. It actually, unofficially, it's over 54 years, but
right.
With the Surf Festival, it's
right.
54. So, I mean, I couldn't imagine someone else having a six-man lasting that long.
It's one of our treasures, and we really look forward to it. And as part of the International Surf Festival, if you'd like to call in, if you have a comment or question, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question for Chief Espinoza or Archie Sherman. And now we'd also like to thank a sponsor, Jerry.
Yes, we do have a couple of sponsors. And right now we have, for this segment of the South Bay Show, we have Brigante, Cameron, Waters, and Strong. It's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Brigante, Cameron, Waters, and Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, are the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services at the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents, deep communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, California Peninsula Land Conservancy, Torrance South Bay YMCA, the Rotary, and the Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. Brigante, Cameron, Waters, and Strong prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, or assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, or succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfers. The partners and professionals of Brigante, Cameron, Waters, and Strong are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. To contact them, additional information can be found at their website, WS.com, or you can call them at 310-542-0011. Brigante, Cameron, Waters, and Strong, navigating your way to financial success.
Yes, and BCWS.com. So, Archie, we're looking forward to this. What are the dates for the six-man?
So the six-man will start on Thursday, July 30th at 9 a.m., and then day two will be the following day, Friday the 31st.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what I'm also proud to announce, this year being the 10th year anniversary of Charlie Stakely, the legendary Charlie Stakely's passing, we're bringing back a youth six-man for that Sunday, August 2nd. So we're going to do we're calling it the junior six-man. And I think it's going to be gaining a lot of interest. You know, hopefully this will be the first year, you know, start it growing the following years. And so that will be Sunday, 9 a.m. It's for ages 10 to 11. We have ages 10 to 14 pools and then 15 to 18.
Do you know, Archie, the story about Charlie?
You know, I was fortunate enough when I first started working here, I actually worked some tournaments with him, along with his sons, and, you know, he's just a great guy to be around, funny guy, great to work for, and he knew his volleyball inside and out. I mean, he was Mr. Volleyball out here, obviously. And,
right.
You know, he didn't call it work, which was his job. You know, he loved doing what he loved doing. He loved being at the beach. He loved doing these volleyball tournaments. Everyone respected him.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I know, I speak for Sanjay as well, who, you know, who's our tournament director for the six-man and the CBA tournaments. You know, it's just great that we're still holding not only this event, but, you know, bringing in new events such as the junior six-man.
I think that's really the point that I wanted to get to, is that Jay is second-generation event coordinator for the Charlie Stakely six-man. And that says so much about Manhattan Beach, the South Bay in general. This is forever green. It's forever green, exactly. This event. It will always be exciting, always be a challenge for you know, municipal services. It'll always be a great thing. And so we wish Jay all the best as the insanity is ensuing.
We could breathe a little bit now these last couple of years, but
there
was definitely insanity, you know, back in 2010 to the next few years. But
yeah. wonderful. We're looking forward to it so much, and Jay Sakely is going to be right there as the event coordinator. I just wanted to ask Jerry, have you been to the six-man beach volleyball tournament?
Oh, of course. I actually have a sister-in-law who lives in Utah, and she comes every year for it.
Really?
I don't know if they've ever found out where the furthest person comes from, but I'd be very interested in knowing that. Does anybody know?
Well, I'll tell you, there are people here from Australia,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's the competitors. That are in the International Surf Festival. They only come every 2 years or every fourth year, and we go down there every fourth year. But and that's been going on for 50 years. But there are a bunch of people from Australia who come up for the whole event, including the six man, every year.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow, that's something.
Anything?
My son, who's at Miracosta High School, and has been on the soccer team for, you know, the whole time he's been there, he just started getting into volleyball. And so I wish I would have known that there was the junior one.
Yes.
It would have been cool to get him involved in that.
It's not too late to sign up.
I should tell him, because he actually started just kind of practicing with the volleyball team. And
yeah.
The kids on there told him, hey, you should come play with us. You're not bad.
Right, yeah. So there's still time for the junior level to form teams.
Exactly. In fact, for both of them, the six-man and the junior six-man, we're going to have the deadline for next week, Tuesday morning at 8 a.m.
Okay.
So you have all weekend to sign up, and
okay.
Monday as well.
Okay.
And also touching on the international spot, we used to have a team from Italy that would fly in and participate in the six-man in the men's masters division.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so we definitely have players from all over the world, and Jerry said, spectators as well from all over the U.S. and internationally too.
Right. Spectators, and of course, in the International Surf Festival, which includes multiple events, not just surfing, but also paddleboarding and other events, they have competitors from all over. And
all
Europe
over.
is a big deal. Europe, and of course, now Southeast Asia, Mexico. And, of course, Australia.
Yes.
The riches that we enjoy here in the South Bay. You know, Bob, when we talk about the events like this, I think we lost Bob again. I'm bringing him back on. Hey, Bob, you're back with us.
I am, yes. I switched phones.
Okay. Oh, good. Good. You're much clearer now. When you talk about events like this, it's really once a strategy has been implemented to manage the traffic, which is a big deal with me, traffic flow, and
parking.
You can't manage parking in Manhattan, but when you think about that, Chief, now with a plan in place and so forth, it is an amazing thing for us as residents of the South Bay to just, you know, stay in place, and this event from the world is coming to us. I mean, forget about the World Games. 177 countries are in town, the six-man draws so much attention. It is really kind of a special thing. Can you just talk about that and how lucky we are as a community to have this event?
Well, you spoke a little about my career as a firefighter, and coming from El Segundo, Long Beach, Rialto, and now Manhattan Beach, and the final portion of my statement is that this is the place where I've come to retire, and that it could be
5 years from now or 100 years from now. It depends on how long I can last. But the reason I really wanted to be the fire chief of Manhattan Beach is because of the community and the wholesomeness of the environment, the city folk, the employees, management, supervisors, all of the line people that support our residents was one of the major factors for me wanting to come to Manhattan Beach. So I knew I would be engaged in a community at a number of events. As you spoke before, a member of Rotary and the other associations that I participate in the South Bay, that's what makes this community so special. Wednesday for the Special Olympic athletes, the Hungarian athletes, the firefighters mm-hmm. opened up the fire station and served a spaghetti dinner for all the athletes and their volunteers, their translators, all of the local hometown volunteers. It was a magnificent event, and that is one of the things that you just don't find throughout the fire industry, that a department that's so much involved in the needs of the city or the community, just not to provide public safety, but to provide a service that really shows how much we love being firefighters, we love what we're doing, and we love where we're at. So this event being the crown jewel of events in Manhattan Beach is just one of the many, the hometown fair, which a totally different type of event, but rises to the same level of planning, the same level of complexity for traffic and parking. The fireworks show that celebrates the city's birthday every year in December. These events are so well attended, just not by visitors, but our whole community comes together at that time to become one and show their support of what we're doing to make life much better here in Manhattan Beach.
Right. Right.
And I have to say, I want to throw a shout-out to Archie and to Parks and Recs. They are the coordinators right now of all the special events. And, you know, without having that coordination, if we all worked separately, it would not nearly be as successful as the events are today. The negotiations, the community meetings that they hold prior to the events, all of the planning coordination between the sponsors, between the promoters, between the permittee for the events. If we didn't have that, if we didn't have somebody coordinating that for us, I'll tell you what, having 60,000 people on the sand could not occur.
I'm still blown away by that number, and it is legendary throughout the volleyball world as an event of celebration and appreciation just of living and good life and volleyball in general. When you think about this, Archie, and I want you to give out that contact information. How can people register for teams, both youth and for adult teams, men and women? How can people register, Archie?
Absolutely. So we're still taking registration until we'll close it off at 8 a.m. this coming Tuesday. I believe that's July 28th. So if you'd like to register, you can go to citymb.info, C-I-T-Y-M-B, the Manhattan Beach, .info, I-N-F-O. And you can register for either the six-man or the junior six-man.
Okay. And the junior six-man, are there age requirements, or what is that?
Ages 10 to 18, so two divisions, 10 to 14, and then the lower division, 15 to 18.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
Co-ed, boys or girls.
Okay. Fabulous. That's a great introduction, and that should be exciting for the kids. We are getting near the end of the show. Is there some other events that you'd like to highlight, Archie?
Hmm.
Well, I do want to say, like how Chief mentioned with all the coordination and the planning, the special events and everything, you know, it is a team effort. You know, there's so much planning that goes ahead on all of these events, such as the fireworks, you know, the six-man surf festival. You know, it's with fire, it's with police department, Parks and Rec, L.A. County, our public works division,
right.
You know, seems like there's just so many, and all these special events are getting more and more popular. So it's, I think, you know, with the help of the community, the sponsorships we get from downtown, everything, it's just a good thing for the community. And, you know, it's fun working these events as well. So,
but we are hoping for the next special event to be the next King's Stanley Cup Championship.
That would be amazing. I don't think we'd mind a Dodger parade either, or maybe
no.
A Lakers parade.
The Lakers are looking strong next year.
Yeah.
Looking strong.
Let's hope so.
I have pictures from that, and I tell people, you know, this is historical, and I don't expect to see that anytime soon. Do you, Chief Espinoza, another Kings Stanley Cup championship?
You know, they are a team that has really evolved from a retirement in the L.A. area for athletes at the end of their career to a destination for greatness. And the moves that the organizations, the Kings organization has made to make them a competitive, high-level performance team, again, shows commitment to the Los Angeles area, the athletes that live in the South Bay that, you know, we see around town on a daily basis. They love living in the South Bay because of the environment that they get to raise their kids in or the events that they get to participate in. I have to say, speaking off a little bit of the Kings, is that during our spaghetti dinner hosting of the Hungarian athletes for the Special Olympics, one of the host board members, Jim Mora, was here in town. And he came to the spaghetti dinner, his interaction and support of the Special Olympic athletes. Again, just shows that this is a great place that you can, if you are a well-known person in sport and professional and even collegiate sports, that you can come to the South Bay and live your life as being normal and not worry about having somebody rush you for an autograph or bother you or your family if you're out to dinner or shopping locally. So I think that the athletes really do enjoy that. And so the younger athletes, say, for instance, on the Kings, and even Steve Nash, who is a local, I see him in town walking with his kids. And it's because it's the environment of welcomeness and a non-threatening ability to walk down the street and not to be have people stargazing and running up to you. And so that's very inviting to many professional athletes to come to the South Bay. And I think that also plays into the ability of the Kings to recruit and sign some of the best athletes.
Well, if I were an athlete and you said I can live in Southern California in Manhattan Beach, I think I like that. I think I'd like that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. And, Jerry, we have a message for people out there, don't we?
We do. We have another sponsor, and it's the Manhattan. They sponsor the 360 events calendar, and it's brought to you by the Strand House. The Strand House offers the quintessential dining experience where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. Recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30, LA's hottest up-and-coming Chef Greg Powinski, creates traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations using the freshest produce hand-selected from the local farm. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. Savor a handcrafted cocktail at the upstairs bar overlooking the Pacific, Join friends around the fire pit and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room, dine al fresco on one of the patios, or attend their unique culinary master series. In keeping with a treasured beach to drift tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. That's right, Sundays are back. For additional information or to make your reservations, you can call them at 310-545-7470 or visit their website at thestrandhousemc.com.
Yeah.
The Strand House is located at 117 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. Yummy. That made me hungry.
Yummy is right. I think the Strand House's executive chef, Greg Hosinski, just recently got married as well. So we have to see how married life changes his attitude towards food.
Might have to have him on as a guest.
Well, yeah, we will. We will.
I had
Yes.
I had lunch at the Strand House a couple of weeks ago with my stepdaughter, and the only place to get a better view of the Manhattan Beach Pier than from the second floor of the Strand House window side is on the pier itself.
Yeah. It's iconic is one word, just let's say it's the best.
Yes.
It's the best view and the most comfortable and delicious view. When you think about the coming summer, Chief, are there any highlights or messages you want to get out there to people about the coming summer and all the events coming up?
We just made it through the 4th of July without major incident this year. And that we still have some lasting effects of fireworks, which all fireworks are illegal in Manhattan Beach. Even safe and sane fireworks are not allowed in Manhattan Beach. Is that there's still visitors and locals that didn't use all their fireworks up. And from time to time, we still hear them around town. And we want to let people know that those are not only illegal but highly dangerous, especially in the environment we're living in right now, in drought, drought-restricted areas, water-restricted areas. Around the state right now, we're fortunate that we had a good weather system come through that moistened up some of the dry fuels out there. It is ripe and ready for a large conflagration, something we have not seen since the mid-2000s. So, again, if you're out enjoying our beautiful state, you'd be reminded that we are still under conditions that should restrain you from any activities that could be hazardous to fire. Just be careful while you're out there, and make sure that you check with whoever is responsible for security or safety within the area in which you're vacationing, that you understand all the rules of that area.
Right.
Shout out for disaster preparedness. Make sure that you, this summer, check to make sure your supplies are fresh, that they have not expired, that your generators will run, that your water supply is still intact, and that your food supply is not expired, that you keep your go bag ready in case you need to get out of your home, that you have your medications you need to sustain you through at least 7 to 10 days after an event that could close down local pharmacies or medical facilities so you would not be able to access your medications. So again, just a reminder out there, always be prepared and be present in your emergency preparedness.
Right. That's something very, very key that we often talk about in a CERT environment, but it isn't often that we talk about that on other shows. People who have conditions where they take medications on a regular basis should update themselves to have at least a 30-day supply, and then rotate that supply, just like they rotate their water and their food supplies for earthquake preparedness, so that they're in the event of an earthquake or another event, they have a supply of medication. Very, very, very important.
The other thing that I'd also like to speak to is that to make sure that your pets are taken care of, we often forget how sensitive pets are to climate and environmental changes and heat and dehydration. So that during the summertime, you know, we had a pretty significant weather system come through that was, you know, it caused a lot of reduced activity in people. Well, you have to consider also for your pets and your animals the same kind of consideration to make sure that they are taken care of. You know, make sure your water bowls are filled. I have a dog at home that doesn't like fireworks, so I got to make sure that my gates are securely closed, that you know, they get the fight or flight anxiety, and they usually take off running down the street if you're not careful. So, again, pay close attention to your pets during the summertime. And, again, I want to talk about emergency preparedness, and not only for yourself and your family, but your pets. One of the things that the emergency community is struggling with is making sure that pets are taken care of during a major event. And, you know, that could be a topic all by itself on a Tuesday morning show if you wanted to schedule something like that.
Absolutely, Chief. That sounds great. And it is a topic that we don't talk about often because it can seriously impact the efforts of others to provide rescue services and so forth. If there's animals running around that are uncontrolled because they haven't been prepared for, their owners haven't prepared for them. Now, Archie, I want to give you an opportunity. Any notes for upcoming events this summer?
Actually, yeah, we do the MBO, Manhattan Beach Open. We'll have that next month. Let's see, what is that, August 15th weekend. Mm-hmm. So the ABP will be coming in and doing what they do, and they'll have the qualifier, I believe, starting that Thursday, August 13th, but then the main draw will be the 15th and 16th, that Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So more beach volleyball in the future of Manhattan Beach after the six-man.
More.
Yep.
Jerry, did you have any notes, any questions?
No, I'm just looking forward to the volleyball. And I'm glad that everything is a little more controlled. I have six kids, so going to these in the past has been kind of difficult for somebody who has a family because the crowd did get a little rowdy. So I'm glad it's a little more contained. I'm actually glad it's during the week, so it's not as crazy down there, and I can actually take my kids and and even let my son, who's now 17, go by himself and not, you know, be fearful. So I appreciate all the work you guys have done to make this a very safe, family-friendly event.
Great. We are looking forward to a safe and fun event. Of course, with this youth program, 10 to 14 and then 15 to 18, Jerry, you got to get your son to form a team.
I already sent him a text while we were on the phone saying, hey, are you and your friends signed up for this?
Absolutely. What a fun idea. What a great idea to add 10 to 14 and 15 to 18 teams.
And it's still part of the International Surf Festival as well, so the winners will be getting medals and T-shirts. So, you know, it's pretty cool to add this new event to the festival.
Right.
So I did have one question about that.
Sure.
You said that the youth is co-ed?
Yeah, so 10 to 14 it's going to be in one pool. So whether it's a boys' team, a girls' team, or co-ed, they'll all play together. But for 15 through 18, we have three separate divisions, the boys, the girls, or co-ed. So
okay, sure.
If your son wanted to, you know, he could do either co-ed or have an all-guys team. and they'll have different divisions for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he really likes the girls, so.
You can do co-ed.
What? He likes girls? I'm so thankful for you. That's wonderful. Can't comment on that. Bob, Chief Espinoza, we're so thankful that you could join us today. Do you have any other thoughts?
No, just to say it was my pleasure to be able to be involved in the program today. Again, it's a great community, and we're thankful that programs like this program exist to get the word out of how special we are, how hard we work, and how much we love our community. So thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome, Chief Espinoza. And I think when people hear this, they should have a sense of pride to know that our fire chief, the fire chief of Manhattan Beach, the top guy in the organization, is so willing to be a part of conversations and to really tell people what's going on and how things are being planned for. And I think that goes a long way to helping residents understand how their city works. And this is hyper-local media. It's really about what's happening in the South Bay, and in particular here now, what's happening in Manhattan Beach. And share it with your neighbors, share it with your friends. You can share it with anyone on the planet, but certainly share it with people that live in your community and want to know what's going on. That's the whole point. Archie Sherman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
It's you guys, as Chief Espinoza had said earlier, Manhattan Beach Parks and Rec Department is second to none. It's such a well-run, well-staffed organization, and you guys do such a great job. There are so many events that you're responsible for, and they all come off mostly without a hitch. And then stuff happens, but you guys do a great job. And thank you, Archie.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And of course, thank you, Jerry, for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling and having me on.
Coming in as a co-host when we need it in the pinch, when Jackie Balestra can't be here. Normally, Jackie Balestra would be here from SouthBayByJackie.com, but Jerry filled in, and she did a fabulous job. Jerry, what's your website for your actualizedvisions.com, is it?
Yes, that's it, youractualizedvisions.com.
Okay. And you do such a fabulous job in helping small businesses manage this whole world of modern media and social media and all of that. You do a great job, and thank you again. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great, safe weekend. And also, remember, Archie, again, the dates for the six-man?
July 30th, which is a Thursday, and Friday, July 31st, two-day event.
All right. It's coming up soon. That's next weekend, right?
Yes.
Next weekend, Thursday and Friday, and it's going to be fabulous. You do not want to miss this event. It's amazing, 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 and we're so thrilled to be able to highlight it on the South Bay Show. Thank you so much, Chief, and we'll see you all very, very soon.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. We'll see you soon. Have a great weekend.